Okay, so we're here to talk about our work trip to Cookson, Oklahoma. I'm just gonna start with an overview of the trip. So we went to serve the Cookson Hills United Methodist Church Center in Cookson, Oklahoma. This center began in the late 1940s to provide ministry to people suffering from chronic poverty, and they actually serve 3 out of 4 of the poorest counties in Oklahoma. So at the actual mission, there's the lodge where we stayed. There's an embroidery shop where they take orders for shirts, blankets, and basically anything else you want embroidered. And then there's also a gym that has basketball hoops and other activities in there. They have a senior center for people that are 65 and older, and they actually bus people in from all around the area. And they have meals, activities, and a monthly retreat for them there. They also have a mat shop where they make like doormats from used tires to sell to make money for the mission. And they also have a thrift shop where they sell clothes and some Native American crafts, and they also have food and school supplies for local children. And all of these places employ people.
Hello?
Oh, hello? Okay, we're back. All right. So anyways, there's not really much around in Cookson, so these centers provide jobs to people who wouldn't have otherwise had them. So, but right now the mission is actually in a transition period. They recently sort of went bankrupt with their old director, so they just got a new director 2 months ago, and she was still like figuring things out and all that, and there were just 2 employees working there. Colleen, who was our group director, and then another lady who runs the thrift shop. They had to let go most of their staff when this change happened. So most of the buildings look kind of abandoned. And Colleen, our group director, was actually leaving the mission after we left because she just felt like she was being tasked with too much, and she just felt like it was the right time to leave. But they hope to have the mission up and running again soon with their new director.
Yeah. All right. I'm Emmy, and I'm just kind of talking about a day in the life. Every year we split up into, like, teams of, like, 4 or 5 people just to, like, go through our daily tasks or whatever. And so our first one was the breakfast crew, who they wake up a little bit earlier than everyone else and just set up the breakfast. And then we have cleanup crew that cleans that up. And like for lunches, if we were off site, we would build a sack lunch in the morning and then take that with us. But most of the work was on site, so we could just go back to the house and eat there. For dinner, we have a crew that makes dinner every night and like sets up the tables and the buffet, I guess. And then we have a crew for dinner cleanup. And then for the evening, we have a team lead our daily devotion, and they usually find like a Bible verse or something and relate it to like what we did that day or something that happened. And then after our discussion, we read the little messages that you, the congregation, wrote for us. So thank you if you wrote one. We really appreciate it, and it really is just nice to hear at the end of the day.
I'm Kerrigan. I was part of the offsite group with 4 or 5 other people, and it was about 15 minutes away from our house where we stayed at, and we helped a family. Her name was Danita, and she had a little daughter named Amber. She wasn't very little, but she was turning 20 years old in about a month or so. She had a lot of mental and physical disabilities. She was in a wheelchair, and she had brain capacity of an 8-month-old. So she had a lot of difficulties. She was in a wheelchair, so that's why we were able to ramp for her. Danita, she would carry her up the stairs and would fall and injure herself, and she had cancer. She was just getting over. So she had knee pain, back pain, nerve damage. I mean, she had a lot of things going on. And so she would drop her, and then it would injure Amber and herself. So she was in a lot of need for a ramp and for help from us. So she actually, Colleen, our director, found out about her family through a church friend and said, you need a help. Like, she needs help right now. Because there was a tornado in November of 2018, and she still didn't get, I mean, there was shards of glass broken on all over her floor. There was a huge part of her garage in the tree when we first got there. I was kind of scared that was going to fall down. But the tornado hit hard, and she didn't know about it because she was taking care of Amber. And so the night that it finally came, she saw, and she threw herself and Amber under her bed and hoped for the best. Like, I don't know what you can do. So she finally saw the damage, and she couldn't fix herself because she was so broken herself. So we were there to help her. Colleen was just going to do it herself, but realized she couldn't do it by herself. And we helped build a ramp. We did some mowing and some cleaning up around her house. The damage was very extensive. There was the house right next to her was no longer a house. Her garage was, the whole top was taken out. She had roof damage. She didn't have, we put a wall up in her house. I mean, there was a lot of things wrong, so we were just there to help her.
Hi, I'm Kenzie, and I'm talking about the process we went through building the ramp for Danita. So the first day, we started out by digging holes for the posts. We realized that was going to be a lot harder than we thought. Her like entire front yard was like cement, and she had a bunch of rocks and stuff that had been laid out. So we had to dig all of those up. And then we started digging holes and kept running into tree roots. And so we'd have to saw through those. So we were a little bit discouraged the first day. But eventually we got the posts in and then started setting up what we would need for the next day. Day two, we used a lot of power tools to cut the wood and put the ramp together, and we worked very hard, and we were able to get the whole ramp finished the second day, including a railing so that she could hang on. And we all signed a piece of the ramp, or a piece of the wood, so that they would just be reminded of what we did for them. And it was rewarding knowing we were helping someone in need. So the first day we didn't get very far, and it was frustrating, but the rest of the week we were able to overcome obstacles and finish the ramp. I related this to how God helps us overcome obstacles in our life, and it may look like you won't get very far, but God has a plan for you.
Okay, so hi, I'm Will. I'm going to be talking about mowing. So the last day, the last work day, we, us four boys, and, well, Andrew's gone, but we mowed for basically the whole day. So the Cookson, like, Methodist Center, it was a massive, like, campus, so we basically mowed like 3 acres of land, and it hadn't been mowed for many months. So we had to go over the grass a couple times because the first cut didn't cut everything. So we had four total mowers. We had a couple push mowers that Nick used. We had a ride mower, which had flat tires, so we had to fill those up. And then we had a brand new, like, $4,000 zero turn mower, which kind of helped a lot. And so everyone kind of got a turn on the zero turn, which was very popular. So we basically mowed like 3 acres of land, and it took pretty much the whole day. And yeah.
All right, I'm Nick, and so I'm talking about Donita's roof. And so the first day, us boys again. We went up on Danita's roof because she said she was having some roof problems and some leaks. So we went up there, and her shingles are, like, disintegrating. And we were tearing off some shingles in an area. She said there was a leak. And once we got to the bottom of it, she had a hole in her roof. There's just, from the tornado, I guess, there was a big hole in her roof that was going right into her bedroom. And so with the hole, water had been going into it, and it had rotted out her entire wall between, like, her bedroom and, like, a storage area. Oh, I'm sorry. Between her bedroom and her storage area, the whole wall had, like, rotted out. And so we worked to fix that. We had two things of shingles to try to do as much as we could on her roof. But we tried to fix up, you know, the big leaks, obviously the hole and stuff. But we also got some experience with roof tar and how to get it off. But anyways, a WD-40, if you ever need to know that. But anyways, the roof looked much better after we had tarred it and we had put the shingles on and definitely fixed up that hole.
My name is Jackson. So on our last day at Danita's, the boys were tasked with putting up drywall in her entrance and her living room. So our first steps of putting up the wall were measuring the dimensions so we knew how far to cut and where to cut. So then once we measured it, we had to cut it with a box cutter, which was kind of a struggle for some of us. After many trials and error, we were able to put up 5 pieces of drywall, which completely changed her living room and her entrance. And once the drywall was up and screwed in, our last step was to mud it so you couldn't see the screws, and then it was ready to be painted by Danita's family.
Hello, my name is Brooklyn, and I'm going to start talking about the on-site people, so the rest of us. But on the first day, Caitlin and I and a couple of the adults went to the senior center, and we were excited to work there, you know. We thought it would be fun, so we walk in, and we're like, all right, what can we do? And the worker was like, we're going to take you outside. So we follow her outside to the storage shed, and we were like, okay. She opens up the doors, and it's filled to the top. Like, only one person could stand in there. It was very full. And so we kind of look at each other with big eyes, and we're like, all right, so where do we start? And we made a plan to take everything out. And so as we were taking things out, the floor was covered in ants, and there were a lot of spiders, and I'm not a fan of spiders, so that was very interesting. But so we got everything out, and then we started going through things, but it was really difficult to make decisions on, like, what to keep and what to get rid of, because the worker who had brought us out, she was like, all right, just pitch whatever you think is ugly. And then she went back inside. So we're like, okay. So we're going through these tubs, and we're like, so do you think they would use this? And by the end, our trash pile was bigger than the keep pile. We went through all the holidays, all the seasons. There were so many things. And so it took a whole day, but we started putting things back in the shed, and after we had wiped it down, that was, also a big part. But so we put things back in, and it just looked so much nicer when everything was back in. And so then with the trash piles, we had to load those into 2 trucks. It took 2 trucks, and it was like overflowing. And the next day we took the trucks to the dump to get rid of all the stuff. And when we brought the workers out to show them the shed, they were so happy and proud of us and what we had done. And in the slideshow that you watched during offering, there's a before and after picture. So be looking for that, because that was a big change.
Our proudest moment. Okay, so I'm Caitlin, and I'm going to be talking about the work that we did at the Cookson Mission Thrift Store. So when we got there, our director, Colleen, told us how due to, like, the rough conditions of it and how not a lot, it, like, needed a lot of help, a lot of the customers thought that it like looked like it wasn't in business, I guess. Like it looked like it wasn't open, so they didn't get a lot of customers. So this is a task that we worked on throughout the week. On the first day, a group went there and they helped sort out and organize clothes, food, and other items like school supplies, which helped because they did a thing where they would get school supplies for parents to come pick up that couldn't afford school supplies for their kids. And then later throughout the week, we also went back and there was some of us that helped plant flowers on the outside, which helped the appearance. And we stayed in the front porch, which made it look a lot more welcoming and would help customers come and buy stuff. Sorry. Okay. And then, yeah. So we worked for that to help renew that and make it look more welcoming. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Kara. So a lot of the things that we did around the mission was really just to try to make it look more welcoming. Because when we first came there, the lodge specifically, the grass was overgrown. It was up to your knees. There was a huge like layer of leaves to the point where you couldn't see the ground. It was overgrown with weeds, so you couldn't distinguish what was a plant and what was a weed. A lot of the things that we were doing was just trying to clean up the place to make it look like, okay, people still work here, or people still live here. This is still a welcoming place to be. So the entire second day was just working around the lodge, pulling those weeds, raking up those leaves, picking up sticks that had been that had fallen into the ground from prior storms, all that hadn't been touched in likely months. By the time we finished pulling all those weeds and picking up around the grounds, we had an entire pickup truck full of just dead overgrowth. And by the end, it looked a lot cleaner, a lot nicer, a lot more welcoming. However, one thing that we wish we could have done was plant some flowers like we did at the front of the thrift store, just to make it a little more homey, but I think it looked a lot better at the end.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm just going to elaborate on what we did, like, the second and third days, like, on site. And so, yeah, we did, like, a lot of landscaping and stuff because the grounds did not look the best. It did look abandoned. There was, like, a lot of weeds, so many leaves, and, yeah, it just didn't look very nice. And so we did pick up all that stuff, and then we also, like, painted the porch of the lodge to make it look more welcoming, and I say it looked pretty nice after we got it done. And it didn't take too long, so that was pretty good. And we also painted and stained the senior center deck to make it look nicer, although we did run into some difficulties there. The paint was kind of like cement and not so much paint. So that was not very good. So then we spent a lot of time trying to scrape the cement parts off. That was probably not a highlight. And then we also painted some fences along the outside of the grounds just to make it look nicer and more welcoming. So yeah, after we were done, it looked a lot nicer.
Good morning. I'm Molly. So after all that, we usually through half the day we get a free, or half the week we get a free day. So we get a break from all that hard work and just take some time to be with each other. So somewhere close we found a pool. So Wednesday we went swimming and there was a rock wall. So we were like climbing and racing each other, and Mike was taking some pictures of us with his fancy camera. And the whole week had been like sunny and warm and 90s. And like, I'm enjoying my pool day. I like to tan, you know. And I'm sitting there and I see this huge rain cloud. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, just don't worry about it. But then sure enough, it starts to pour. And like, I'm not a fan of thunderstorms. So we all take shelter. We go to the bathroom for about an hour. We're just sitting there. And Kerrigan and I are just sitting there like holding each other because we hate storms. But everyone else is outside like playing in the rain. And we're like, what is going on? So we were kind of disappointed with our free day, but we still got to be together, and like part of the fun was riding in the car, listening to music. So it was just taking a break and reflecting. And then Saturday on our way home, we took a pit stop to an amusement park and just spent a couple hours there, you know, your typical amusement rides, and we were all, like, separated in different groups, and I don't know about you guys, but I spent too much money on the food. It was way overpriced. But, again, it was good weather. We just spent time and reflected on our week, and it was a nice break.
One last thing I'd like to touch on before we close. We also went to the Oklahoma City Bombing Memorial, and it was really well done. It was really touching. And if you ever visit Tulsa or Oklahoma City, sorry, please visit that memorial. It is beautiful. So the last thing that we'd like to say today is just thank you all for all the love and support that you've given us throughout our journey to enduring our mission trip to Oklahoma. We really appreciate everything you guys have done for us, from buying treats during bake sales, for participating and coming to our variety show, writing blessings for us to read at the end of the day, and just for everyone who prayed for us during our trip. Thank you.
I would like to invite the adults who went on the trip to at least stand where you're at. You don't need to come up here. Please, yeah, I know a few aren't here. If it wasn't for Sandy and the rest of the adults, this trip probably wouldn't have happened because of the transition with Diane and I coming in. And so they are crucial to making this happen. So thank them individually later, too. That was a big piece of leadership that Sandy provided to make this happen, I know. So anyway, thanks, guys.